It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, indeedy, it is me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like that I said yes, indeedy, but I'm going to keep it. I'm Joe Canelli. It's March 11th. This is your daily sports dump for this day, or whatever day you're listening to it, really, because there's really nothing game-specific today, because not much is going on, and not much is going on in sports, but there are things going on in the world that affect sports that are more important. And we're going to get to that in just a minute, folks, when we examine, is there anyone who's a fan of the coronavirus? And what would make a person do such a thing as call themselves a fan of the coronavirus? I'll tell you later on in this episode who those people might be. But first, I think by now you are familiar with this. It's our mock draft update. Yes, it is. Yesterday I said fantasy mock draft update, but there's nothing fantasy about this, although there's nothing real about it either. It's kind of in a in-between layer. Now, yesterday, if you listen, you know that there were four brand new mock drafts that came out. Maybe it was yesterday. Either way, tons of mock drafts out. Today, we have mock drafts for you. And this is a very special one, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to, of course, our go-to. Three times a week, you're getting something good out of CBS Sportsline. Good, by which I mean a mock draft. So good for us. This is Chris Trapasso. All right, Chris, thank you for doing your mock draft. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a 7-round mock draft. So if you thought 32 picks were more picks than you wanted to look at, just imagine 255 picks, 245 of which are likely wrong. Now, since this is our first 255-pick draft, this may be the one that we use to base our mock on, but I'm not sure yet. We will be keeping statistics, though, whenever we do that. So again, with these mock drafts, you do not have to look at them. You do not have to read them. I'm going to do the hard work for you and tell you why you don't need to watch these. Now, in this one, Chris says, we have, with all the with all the compensatory picks on Tuesday night, we have the full draft order. Therefore, it's time for a 7-round mock. That's arbitrary. That doesn't mean it's time for a 7-round mock. And let's see. He's got all the description. Actually, that's all you need to know. But what I will do is, since we're picking 255 picks, let's go down to that last pick, Mr. Irrelevant. Probably a little harder to predict than the first pick, considering your guy might be gone 2 rounds earlier. But who does he have here at pick number 255? Well, I've got a very special place in my heart for this because it's the New York Giants picking, and he has them taking Carlos Davis out of Nebraska. Also a special place in my heart. The two states that I lived in and went to elementary school, New York and Nebraska. And he puts them together with Carlos Davis, who, if you don't know, is one of two twins. His brother was predicted to go earlier in the draft, and he is predicted to be the 255th pick by the New York Giants. We'll see if that pick is right. But that was your mock draft update. Longer than it even needed to be. But we have a lot for you today, so folks, let's get to that. Now, this segment, we're going to do our baseball previews for the New York teams, actually, the Mets and Yankees, in a few minutes. But the coronavirus, obviously, is something that is taking everyone's attention, hopefully. If it doesn't have your attention yet, why don't you look it up and pay a little bit of attention to it? It's affecting everything in the world, and sports is one of the things in the world. Many crowds are being reduced or outright eliminated for sporting events. Some events are being canceled, and we've got some big events on the docket that people are getting worried about. So who would actually, in the sports world, be a fan of the coronavirus? Well, I'm going to go over a few people who might be. First off, the Houston Astros. I mean, this couldn't have come at a better time for them. Cheating scandals coming out, the Red Sox cheating scandal and how it ties in is going to come out. The season's going to start, and all the crowds are going to be angry at the Astros. But what if there are no crowds? Then this team that has gotten more people angry than any team in the history of baseball, or at least in the last 30 years, gets to play their games without being heckled. Boy, are they hoping that happens. So I think number one on the list of fans of the coronavirus are the Houston Astros, because A, no one's talking about their cheating, and B, no one's going to be heckling them when the games start. Number two on the fans of coronavirus, the NFL owners. Couple reasons. When people are afraid, they tend to get conservative, and that would make a lot of people sign this agreement the NFL has going on, because, you know, the players don't know. There's uncertainty. What's going to happen with all this? Better take the money right now than be uncertain. Also, no one's talking about how awful and dangerous this added 17th game is, and how really the players, while they are getting a lot more, that doesn't mean they're getting a good deal. If your business expands 10 times in a year and they only offer you a 5% raise, this is an extreme example. But yeah, it's a nice raise. It's better than the cost of living. Maybe even if they gave you a 10% raise, but their income went up 100%. Yeah, you'd be getting a nice deal, but you wouldn't be getting a fair deal. So let's keep that in mind, folks. Just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean you're getting the deal you should. Because you could be sure the NFL is not going to offer a fair deal. Certainly not on the first vote. Don't worry, folks. Coronavirus cannot be transmitted through this podcast. That was our cough button. Who else might be interested or a fan of the coronavirus? Now, this one might be controversial, but I'm going to say CBS Network. Now, on the one hand, CBS Network does not want to be a fan of the coronavirus because most of their television programming is geared towards those most vulnerable to the coronavirus, and they wouldn't want to lose all those people. But as I mentioned before, we've got a big sporting event coming up that CBS has a lot of coverage of, and that's March Madness. Now, I told the story yesterday of getting the chicken pox and that being in March and watching March Madness and being, from that point on, addicted forever to March Madness. Well, I think what you're going to see this year is, as these quarantines grow and people are inside, if they still play the games, and I hope they do, because we need something to watch, you're going to get the greatest ratings you've ever had for March Madness. And once you watch a full March Madness, you are probably about 50% more likely to start skipping work the following year. So, workplaces not happy, CBS potentially happy on this. And I've got two more people who might be into this, mock draft experts, and we know why, because that might almost give you a reason to read. And finally, and this is controversial, folks, but people who hate their grandparents. Now, that's not really a sports thing. It could be. But I think if you hate your grandparents, you're probably a fan of this coronavirus. Now, hopefully, most of you out there do not hate your grandparents, and I hope they're still out there for you. But I do think if there is someone who hated a grandparent, this would be a good time for them. If you could think of someone who has a reason to be a fan of the coronavirus, well, why don't you tweet it to us at Sports Dump Show or The Sports Dump Show. Let me look. I think it's just Sports Dump Show on Twitter. So go to Sports Dump Show, and you'll find us, and you can tell us who you think is a fan of the coronavirus. All right, we got two things down and one to go, folks. That is our baseball preview. And today's baseball preview features two teams I'm very familiar with, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Now, the Yankees are the team of my youth and the team of my oldness, the team I've been a fan of my entire life. My father was a fan of them in the 50s and whatnot. What a time to be a fan of them.
Job.
And the Mets, of course, I've only been a fan of theirs once, which was 1986, and that worked out fine for me. So since we're doing the two New York teams today, I thought I might compare and contrast the two and give you some facts and figures about them that you may not have known before. Now, first of all, for the Yankees, I don't know if you know this, but the Yankees have a lot of numbers retired. In fact, the number 8 is retired twice somehow for the Yankees. And the number 42 is retired twice as well because Mariano Rivera, and then everybody retired it because of Jackie Robinson. But the Yankees have 21 retired numbers out of the first 51 numbers. And you honestly don't see a lot of numbers up in the 60s, 70s, 80s in baseball. So that means with a roster of 25 players, is it now? 25 or 26 players? They expanded it. That means there are no there's like three or four numbers under 50 that that will not be worn or retired for the Yankees. That's just a lot of numbers. I shouldn't have started with that, folks. That was a dumb stat. Instead, what I'll go into is the relative history of the two teams. Now, if I was to go back in the day with the Yankees, you know, they were really great way back in the 50s and way back in the 30s and the 20s. But we're just going to talk about kind of recent history. All right, so we'll talk about since like 1995, let's say. Last, what's that, 25 years? So in the last 25 years, the Mets have been to the playoffs 5 times, losing 2 World Series and losing the NLCS. 5 times, 5 losses. Let's see, how are the Yankees in the last 25 years? The Yankees have not made the playoffs 4 times. So the Mets have made the playoffs 5 times. The Yankees have missed the playoffs 4 times. Now they've lost a lot more playoff series in that time, obviously, but they've also won a few. So that's one relative difference between the two teams. Let's take one of those retired numbers. Did you know, folks, there's only one number that is retired by both the Yankees and the Mets? And it's the same guy. I'm talking, of course, about Casey Stengel, the first manager of the Mets, and a manager who took the Yankees through some of their greatest years in the late 50s up to 1960. I think he won, like, 5 World Series in a row from 49 to 53. And then he was in 4 more in a row after that, and then he was in another one after that. So Casey Stengel with the Yankees won over 1,000 games and has a .623 winning percentage. And so his number 37 is retired by the Yankees. And he won, looks like he won about 5, 6, 7, 8 World Series. 7. He won 7. He lost 3. That's pretty good. Now, Casey Stengel was the first manager of the Mets. And he coached the first 4 years of the Mets. And his winning percentage with the Mets was .302. That's right. His winning percentage with the Yankees was over double. Not that he won twice as many games. He won twice as many games out of every 10 games with the Yankees that he did with the Mets. In other words, every 10 games with the Mets, he won 3. Every 10 games with the Yankees, he won at least 6. Again, why would anyone even root for the Mets when you've got the Yankees right there? But there's a little bit more for you folks. Now, many of you may know that the Steinbrenners bought the Yankees from CBS in like 1973, 72 for $10 million. And now it is worth billions of dollars. So good investment. Now, the Mets, we all know that they're paying Bobby Bonilla into like 2025 or something. But better than that, talking about investments, is the Bernie Madoff scandal. And if you don't know Bernie Madoff, he was a guy who scammed. He had a pyramid scheme for rich people. So in a way, he would be a Robin Hood, if not for the fact that he just kept the money to be a rich person himself. That's bad. You know, enriching the rich. If he had done this pyramid scheme and somehow distributed this wealth, could be telling a different story here, folks. But he just wanted to be one of them. So he stole their money and then became one of them. The Mets owe their investors who they, you know, they gave the money to Madoff based on like team investors and people who own the team a little bit. So they put the money in with Madoff. They lost it all. And they owe their constituents, the Mets do, $162 million. Now, isn't that a nice even number? $162 million. They owe $1 million for every game. And they probably are going to make at least that much. So don't worry for them. And that got reduced through rich people laws and stuff like that. But if you were in any way thinking like, you know, I'm wondering about picking a team, and I want a team from New York, please, folks, Don't do the wrong thing. It's like people who decide to make their kids Cubs fans. Why are you sending your child on a journey of misery like that? Make him a Yankee fan, folks. It'll work out. I know that's not a popular take, but it sure is a winning one. All right, now, we've got something for you tomorrow. I'm going to tease right now. I just saw this news item that Tom Brady has a very special list of demands that he is asking NFL teams if they want to sign him. An unusual list of demands. The first demand is that he have some say in the team's makeup. In other words, be a general manager. And then also that he has some say in play calling. So be a coach. So Tom Brady wants to do it all. And we will give you the rest of his demands from a live secret recording in the Brady household. As many of our longtime listeners know, we have planted secret recording devices, legally, of course, under parody laws, in the houses of many sports celebrities. Tomorrow we'll be taking advantage of the one in Tom Brady's house. I think it's his California house, might be his Florida house. Could be that Indianapolis house he's thinking of buying, or his New York house, or maybe the house in Brazil. Either way, we're recording him, and tomorrow we'll bring you his list of demands for NFL teams who want to sign him. But that's tomorrow. This is today. This is the Sports Dump. You can follow us on Sports Dump Show on Twitter, the_sports_dump on Instagram. No longer on Facebook, but we do have the sportsdump.com. I think we actually have a YouTube channel somehow. So go look for all that, folks. And we also have a Patreon, but you can't find it because we have no patrons. It's a weird kind of got to get one to have one rule. If you can find it, God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Wash your hands. Sound check, talking and talking. This is about the level you need. This is a sound check. I'm talking and talking, and this is a sound check, the level you need.